It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Philadelphia is undergoing a massive transit strike. Normally, although a hassle for city residents, a local strike wouldn't make national news. But Pennsylvania is a key battleground state in the presidential election. And transit officials have said if the strike is still on during Election Day next week, they'll seek an injunction to send workers back to their jobs. Sally Herships reports.
What's good enough to get an injunction? Eye of newt? Toe of frog?
A presidential election may be good enough.
Lee Adler teaches collective bargaining at Cornell.
If it is determined that something that is irreparable in terms of its harm can occur with regard to timeliness, such as an election, meaning there's that one day only.
But this case is a weird intersection of election and labor law. Heather Gerken teaches law at Yale.
In election law, it is perfectly fine for a court to issue injunctions. They have lots of authority to do it. They do it often.
But this is labor law. Gerken says federal courts aren't allowed to issue injunctions for union strikes, which means it's up to the state. And she says Pennsylvania is already a hot mess. Just think back to 2012.
There were problems with registration lists. There were problems with badly trained poll workers asking for photo ID. There were long lines.
Gerken says there's another word for that kind of situation, but we're not allowed to use it on the radio. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.